A residences group formed to protest a proposed South Surrey biofuel facility is calling on people with respiratory and other health issues who live or work within 10 kilometers of the site to join the fight. In a news release, representatives of the Clean Air Alliance note the group has found studies that reveal people living within 10 kilometers of these types of facilities have an increased risk of visiting emergency rooms for lower respiratory diseases compared to those living in areas where no facility is located. Spokesperson Jean Vanderbilt, who says she lives 1 kilometer from the site and suffers from allergies and olfactory sensitivities, said the concern is the already overburdened healthcare system will not be able to keep up with the increased demand that she and others anticipates will result. The anaerobic digestion facility is eyed for Semiahmoo First Nation land, not far from the Douglas, Peace Arch border crossing. It has been a source of distress for many area residents since news of plans for it became public in June of last year. At the time, it was a partnership of SFN and Andean Global Inc., proposed for 4 acres of SFN land adjacent to Highway 99, approximately 1 kilometer north of the Canada-US border and 40 meters back from the highway itself. Andean has since become Taurus RNG, but company officials have said the change will not impact any of its projects. It remains unclear, however, what, if any, impact Natural Resources Canada's February withdrawal of $14.4 million in support will have. Read more. Federal funding for proposed South Surrey biofuel project withdrawn. South Surrey White Rock MP Carrie Lynn Findlay noted in a March 2 statement that Taurus, Andean, can apply for funding in the future but would have to restart the process. While opponents breathed a cautious sigh of relief with the NRCan news, they remain focused on efforts to not see the facility built in the proposed location, and say more detailed information on the number of compromised people who live within reach of its emissions will help fuel their case. According to an environmental protection notice published in Peace Arch News last September, Semiahmoo RNGGP Corp. applied for a permit to discharge more than 40 tons of pollutants from the proposed facility annually, including nitrogen oxides, sulfur dioxide, volatile organic compounds and methane. Clean Air Alliance, the news release states, plans to create a map that represents every person who is at higher risk of being adversely affected by the emissions, to bolster a presentation to government bodies responsible for weighing in and approving the permit. The map will also be used to appeal the permit to pollute if it gets approved by Metro Vancouver, the release adds. Anyone wanting to be included in the count may email cleanair.s@gmail.com with their address or crossroads, as well as the number of people in their household who have health conditions who could potentially be affected. For more information, visit www.nobiofuel.ca.